Can standardized education become effective? No, because there is no such thing as a standard mind. On the surface, from a political perspective especially, a standard bag of knowledge seems like a rational idea. But in reality, knowledge can only be learned. Serving slop from a bag of disconnected facts will never become real education. Ideas and realities are far and separate. Above all, everything is easily corrupted by liars, so a real system of education must be absolutely resistant to all attacks. And second of all, our minds have a particular way of learning. Minds cannot jump. They can only navigate and flow. The driving force cannot be the nasty push of punishment and no college. It must be the brilliant pull of a person's unique curiosities. And they have to be pulled in their own unique sequence, not a standardized one. They can only understand what they are interested in. It's how we learn. With each new comprehension, they cannot help but to become interested in more things. So it's not a set number of curiosities that a child has, but an explosion of pursuits that a child develops. Self-directed education is of such high quality that it does not even compare to standardized education. It may be that standardized education will eventually be recognized as an oxymoron. There is no dialogue to be had here. Standardized education cannot work. Many teachers will say that without the threat of punishment, their students simply won't learn. But the truth is, students are not actually learning under the threat of punishment, such as bad grades, low GPA, being held back, being laughed at, or not being allowed to go to college. They are simply temporarily memorizing. At which point, the same teachers that complain at first will say, "Hey, it's good enough for me." And that is fraud. Children may not be forced into a large brick building that consists of cells called classrooms where they need permission to use the restroom. No learning can occur under these circumstances. Here, teachers effectively become bullies. That's on top of the real bullies that are waiting in the next class over. It's a simple and extremely, extremely unethical experiment. But here you go. Pack such a school full of adults. Force them into 4 years of pretending to learn under heavy threat of damaging the rest of their life. Then wait 2 years after graduation and retest them. The adults that didn't go crazy in school will fail all the tests. There will also be a handful of students that will do well, and it's important that we understand why. It's because their self-education and culture at home was of such high quality that standardized education tests became like shooting fish in a barrel for them. They simply tower over that standardized education mediocrity. They have a knowledge network. or an ever-growing constellation of curiosities in their mind that can help them navigate all the tests as if they were a stupid and broken game. The only questions that they will ever get wrong are those that are malformed, written from the wrong perspective or from within the wrong culture, badly written by mere standardized education graduates. And, of course, it is not just the brick building, but what goes on inside. Subjects may not be divided. No one thinks in subject divisions. They must flow within each student from one curiosity to another. It is of some note that the learning occurs both when arriving at the curiosity in question and while moving there. A student curious about 3D printing, for example, may learn visual programming and then normal programming in order to create custom 3D gadgets that they want to see. Manually modeling 3D things is tedious, to say the least, so their new curiosity, programming, will begin strongly calling to them. And they may start programming generative jewelry, where each run of the program creates an intricate, one-of-a-kind design. This process cannot be divided into printing, designing, programming, and jewelry making. That's insane, as there is no flow here. At best, this is a broken gearbox full of loose bolts about to crack to pieces. That's not a school, that's not a learning process. There is no flow here. The flow of learning is about curiosity, timing, and pace of learning. When exploring printing takes too long, or a student discovers a new tangent within programming, they must absolutely, swiftly adjust course to follow whatever is calling to them, to keep them in a class that they no longer want to be in just so that they finish it, destroys the flow and prevents real education from happening. Schools not only betray students, but they also disrupt their growing up. They prevent real learning from taking place and grade down the students who choose to learn on their own. Parents, a shitty school is not a convenient babysitter. Instead, help your children to great adventures where they can make room for listening to narrated books. Books written by clear-thinking great beings and held in high regard by all of the world's thinking intellectuals. School is just the first thing that is broken. Careers can become swiftly toxic just as well. Until the future is brighter, help your kids learn programming from programming tutorials and show them how to start launching side projects. Give them some time and wait a little while until they start making money, and they'll take it from there. Here, they will learn their own lessons and craft their own future.